Jeff and I were texting the other day, and he mentioned how he's been a little less enthusiastic about the MLS recently. In part, that's because the Red Bulls have been sucking, and in part, that's because the Chicago Bears are back. But that made me fucking realize something. I haven't been less enthusiastic about the MLS recently. I've probably been more. Obviously, I've been less into recording these rants, but that is more due to some personal shit going on in my life than a lack of interest on my part. I mean, when Jeff and I started this effort to get in MLS back in March, I really did assume that it would flag as soon as the stupid NFL lockout ended and Jeff and I's real priority returned. But it hasn't. Even in the first week of the NFL's return, the most insane week of offseason football that the league has probably ever seen, I was balancing the NFL and the MLS. I mean, I had news feeds for the MLS right next to my Bears feeds. I was reading them both. I find myself watching as many MLS games recently as I have the NFL preseason, and I actually paying attention to the MLS ones. I was in my apartment screaming at the TV during that insane DC-Toronto game a few weeks ago. That's the most invested I've probably ever been in a non-NFL, non-US men's national team game. Shoot, despite screaming about how stupid and pointless that damn Emirates Cup was right in the middle of a crucial period for the Red Bulls, I ended up absolutely being riveted to both of those games. And despite it being a stupid and fucking pointless trophy, I was really fucking glad they won it. And now I'm enjoying analyzing the Red Bulls' inability to do anything but tie, almost as much as I'm debating the Bears' offensive line problems. I'm not saying that the MLS won't lose some ground when the regular NFL season starts, but I'm in through the MLS playoffs, and then I expect to begin arguing about what the Red Bulls need to do for next season. Defense. If anything, the only thing that's suffered has been my interest in the Premiership, but that probably owes as much to that fucking asshole Mike Ashley and his destruction in Newcastle as anything else. Still, you know, as much as I can't wait to see what happens to the Bears in a couple weeks, I'm fucking excited to see if DC squeezes their way into the playoffs. And it's been a long damn time since I've ever had that much investment in two sports at the same time. And that's not at all how I expected this MLS thing to shake out. But I'm fucking loving it.